Having a shaymer for a chasen and kala the week before the wedding. We will go over a background and general overview regarding this custom. So we have in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, in Evin Ezer, mention made regarding that it's forbidden for a chasen or a kala to go out alone during the week after the wedding, during the Sheva Brachas. However, no mention is made regarding going out alone before the wedding, before the chuppah. And in truth, we do not find any source in Paiskim to prohibit or to state that it's customary for the chasen and kala not to go out alone prior to the chuppah. Where then did this custom come about from? So we have mentioned in the Likutei Sichos of the Rebbe that this was the directive of the Rebbe Rayatz. So this custom was not such a prolific, such a well-known custom, and possibly not a well-kept custom, even amongst the Babichik Chassidim, until recently. What did the Rebbe Rayat state? The Rebbe Rayat said that a chasen and kala should not go out alone for several days prior to the wedding. The Rebbe did not state any exact amount of days. He didn't say a week. Just several days. Practically, there are different customs in Lubavitch regarding this issue. Some are accustomed for a whole week before the wedding not to go out alone, while others just start being careful regarding this from several days before the wedding, such as the Shabbos before the wedding, but not a week before. And again, we never received from the Rebbeim any directive for the amount of days that one should be guarded beforehand. And once again, this is not a halachic requirement, but a custom. What's the reason behind having a shomer before the wedding? So the Rebbe says that the reason is because there are mazikin, there are evil forces that try to damage or injure and prevent the chasen and kala from making it to the big day, to the day of the wedding, when all their sins are forgiven. So the shomer protects from these evil forces. However, we do find mention in Paiskim Dal Yerabba and Bikuri Yaakov in chapter 669, Halacha 3, that a chasan, even a week before the wedding, is considered a melech, a king. And perhaps based on that, one can say that just like a king should not go out alone, so too the chasan should not go out alone, which is a reason mentioned regarding the week after the chuppah, the week of Sheva Brachas. Nonetheless, the Rebbe does not accept this reason, but says the main reason is because to protect them from mazik and from evil forces. May a chasen go out alone with another chasen? May a kala go out, be escorted with another kala? The answer is yes. This is what Rav Shmuel Levitin received from the Rebbe. And the reason is because since the whole idea here is mazikin, is damaging forces, it suffices for any other person to do so, to be together with the chasen, even if he himself is a chasen. Regarding if a chasen and kala may be alone at home according to this custom, so the Aruch HaShulchan in chapter 64:3 regarding after the wedding writes that they may not be home alone because of mazikin. And Rav Groner mentions that the Rebbe Rayatz told the Rebbe the week of his wedding that he should not be alone even in a room without a shomer, and he shouldn't even pass from one room to another without a shomer. We'll just conclude with a Maisa Shahaya that one time the Rebbe was passing by a bank and he saw a bacher, a chasen, that was within a week of his wedding standing there without a shomer. And the Rebbe asked him, "Where's your shomer?" The Rebbe then proceeded to stand next to the bacher and act as a shomer until another bacher passed by. The Rebbe then asked the passing bacher if he can switch the Rebbe's place because the Rebbe is kind of busy. So all in all, in summary, the custom of having a shomer for a chasen kala the week before the wedding is a minhag, it's not a halacha, and it's lav dafka. A week before the wedding, it's several days, some do a week, some do only the Shabbos before, and it's best that the chasen and kala don't sleep alone during that week, during those several days before.